Dough to Fond, you won't find a more complete product for your herd. Check them out at floridamineralonline.net or at Arrowhead Archery Shop. Pick up your Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks today and start growing bigger deer.
WHFS Sefner, WQYK FM HD2 St. Petersburg, 103.1 W276 CX Newport Richey.
From the backwoods and the swamp waters of the Sunshine State and all across America and the world, this is the Big and Wild Outdoors with your host, Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, and Glenn Kinman.
And welcome back, hour number three, Big and Wild Outdoors. Plenty of time to come on down to Lake Panasoffkee here at Panavista Lodge. Come on out. Weigh in will kick off as soon as the first boat shows up. But officially, 1 o'clock is to weigh in. If you want to come out, watch panfish weigh in, see what kind of fish are being caught, how big these bluegill and shellcracker grow. Again, we encourage you to come on out and hang out and participate. We got Uncle John's sausage out here. You can get a drink, chips, and a Coke. Sausage, rather. It's cooking up here, I guess, in another 50 minutes.
In a minute or so.
I just instructed my assistant at 9:45 the grill's going live.
Live. That sounds good.
And I apologize ahead of time because I kind of get in my emerald mode when I'm cooking. So if I'm a little bit, spaced out.
It's all the smoke you was inhaling. It's the ingredients in that sausage.
I just take it seriously. I put love into it.
I'm sorry it took us to get a chance to get over here. I had to go over to the silent auction thing and go register for a couple of things over there.
I did, man.
Are you kidding? I put my name in the hat over there.
I didn't even get past the first table.
That's what I'm saying. But then he's like, oh, we're back from break. I was like, dang it.
What's the size of that Calcutta cooler over there? How many quarts you reckon that? That's a really nice cooler.
That one's
90, 100?
75.
Is it?
Yeah.
80. It's an 80 quart.
80? Well, I know there's about 900 tickets in there for that bad boy. So I said you could tell who the fishermen are and what they want around here because they want that big old cooler and they want it now. There's a ton of tickets in that thing.
Get the man with the plan on air with us.
Good morning, Jim.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What are you doing? You finally got a chance to settle down, stop sweating for a minute?
Yeah, I'll take it easy and sit here for a minute.
Get in the shade, enjoy yourself. You've been busy since about 4 o'clock this morning, haven't you?
Well, 5 anyway.
Oh, yeah? Wait, Glenn was out here a full hour before you?
I was out here at 4:45.
Oh, okay.
So
I beat you by 15 minutes.
Yeah, there wasn't even a cat stirring around here at 4:45, but it didn't take long after about 10 minutes after 5 o'clock, cars were coming through, trucks were driving up. Big mufflers. I said, yeah, it's time to get up.
Yeah. So was everybody happy? Everybody looked like they got out of here on time and in a nice, orderly fashion. It was nice.
Looked like there wasn't any hitches at all.
No, that's good.
Crowded 7 o'clock. You couldn't even stand up around here.
What time's Moe's open? Because they probably loved us this morning because they probably made some good money.
They got a good breakfast down there. Glenn loves it down there. I mean, Catfish Johnny for dinner, Moe's for breakfast, so it's all good.
Jim, since we got you finally in person, live on air, can you give us a little history of this facility?
Yeah, going back probably the late 1800s, there was a house, and it turned into the Singer Sewing Machine people, or the White Sewing Machine people, built it, and they turned it into a motel later on that eventually burned down in 1929. But on the property was also an orange packing shed that they hauled oranges out, barges to the railroad. And that's where the store sits now. The store was probably built in the 30s.
It's held up pretty good to be 100 years old almost.
Yeah.
But I think it has something to do with, like your dad said, don't take none of the cobwebs down. I want to make sure that it's holding everything in place.
Well, they started a fancy fire inspection for our small Sumter County a few years back, and the fire marshal come out and they check it, and he looked at this and talked about how much of a fire hazard it might be a building like that. And I thought for a minute, and I said, well, it may be, but it's got a pretty good track record. I hadn't burned in 100 years.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's probably, unfortunately, been a lightning strike or two or maybe a flame that's been close enough to it to do some damage. But I know one of your young men that works here was helping me hang the banners this morning, and that's what he said. He goes, you don't come to very many places that cobwebs are decorations.
That's right.
Exactly.
old outboard motors and cobwebs, man. They give it that whole home week. I look at this place like this, and I see it, and it's perfection. It's like a something out of a postcard, out of a time warp. But, you know, the sad part is that if some corporation or some, person came in, they'd want to change everything. They'd want to get rid of it all and just start it over and make it look like some
new
shiny,
and modern.
Yeah, some shiny little, box store or something out of out of a catalog, which just would just ruin this place. It literally would. It would destroy it.
Well, you don't know how many people over the 50 years that walk in the door and say, you know, you ought to build you a nice new little tackle store and all this. And I says, why would I want to do that?
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I mean, we spend a lot of money kind of keep it. Probably costs twice as much money to keep his old stuff up to build a new one. But that's why we advertise as an Old Florida Fish Camp, and we mean Old Florida. That's part of our logo.
Well, you know, it reminds me. The first time I walked into this place many years ago, it reminded me of an old grocery store I grew up with in Tomball, Texas. It was the old IGA store, and it had the wooden floors on it. And I used to love it because the ladies could never let go of their shopping carts, because if they did, they'd start rolling either down the aisle or rolling over towards the side or whatever, because the floors were kind of, over all the years, kind of a little off-kilter, a little warped a little bit. And you walk in here, and it's the same thing. And it's just so awesome.
Kind of like some of those roads that a state crew does on a Friday when they're trying to get ready for their date.
Yeah, get it out there. But, you know, you walk in here, and you got the little cattywampus floor and then everything. And it's all – now, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's – everything is where it needs to be. Rod's right there. All the baits you're going to need. You know, you got crickets, a minute, all that stuff in the back. Everything's all good. But it's just that old Florida charm, man. It's just that people just don't get anywhere else anymore. You know, when you walk into a pro shop or something like that, it all has to be shiny, chromey, you know, nicey and all that stuff. And it's just,
well,
I don't know. It's an old nostalgia thing.
And I'm a stick in the mud at the shop, and people tell me this. I have friends, of course, that work for places like Publix and have worked in Walmarts, and they work, like you said, the box stores.
Yeah.
And what do they do? Every week, it seems like they move stuff around, which I understand the whole concept. If you move it around, they got to walk around the store and look for that product, and that in turn makes them want to buy. Inside baseball for you folks that don't know about retail, that's one of the things they tell you to do, because in their eyes, you're going to buy more stuff walking around the store.
Yeah, but I don't look at that. I go where I know the stuff is.
Well, that's what I was saying with here is I was here last year, and I walked into the store this year, and guess what? If I wanted a spinnerbait, you still got the spinnerbaits hanging right on the same spot that the spinnerbaits were hanging on last time.
That's right. They weren't moved up to the front or over to the right, because people have a tendency to turn and shop to the right.
Yeah.
They don't do any of that. You know where it's going to be. But
I did move a few things about 30 years ago one time, I think.
Yeah, one time. Something fell over.
You're right, getting close. Out. It's about time to do it again.
Something fell over. Had to move it. Now, I will say this. One of the great things about this place is every time I come up here, I'm amazed by how many people that live in Pinellas County or Hillsborough County come up here just for a getaway at least once a month or so. I met two couples that were here last night that come up here about once a month, and they come up here as a group and get a cabin just to get away, hang out for the weekend, and then run back home. Don't go to the beach, don't go
minutes.
Inland. Yeah, and they're up here just to get away from it all.
McIntosh Road, 50 minutes, and I'm here.
And they were just as happy to go from their cabin to go sit out the dock and watch my kids fish as they were being anywhere else in the world.
One of our gold sponsors was just here and left a little while ago. That he's my age, which I'm not going to tell you how old that is.
Well, at least 40.
Yeah. But the reason they are giving, because his dad brought him up here when he was a little kid. And they saw what was going on with this thing a year or two ago, and they came up and said, we want to be part of it because that's our tradition, and that's what brought us up. And they come up once every week or two. And
that's amazing.
They have been for 50 years.
Isn't that funny? I mean, it's not like you're not depending on that seasonal dollar that comes in here, you know, from Canada or Michigan or something like that. These are local people that live here that come here to enjoy this, to get away from where they live in Florida.
Well, but that's the sad part is y'all hit the nail on the head with the fact of that guy started out as a kid here fishing. And that's unfortunately the sad thing is I know of several people, of course, they already had plans made, and that's the one thing when I described this tournament to them of the originality of it that they love is because, like we've said in the past, this ain't a bass tournament. This ain't a, you know, it's not a like a high pressure cutthroat, you know, which people are competing. I mean, come on, you know, that's people are going to there, you know, nobody's going to try to cut any corners or do anything like that. There's healthy competition, but it's still, it's getting the, like I joke, keep making the joke about Mark winning the ultimate participation trophy. You know, you got kids that are getting a rod and reel, that rod and reel, they could fish with that for, you know, they can fish with that pole now for 10 or 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
Still be good.
And for a kid, for a small kid, you know, they'd just soon have that fishing rod as a big first place prize money.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's, I turned around. I was talking about how many fish have been caught on a Zepco 202 reel. You know, yeah. It just seemed that way back when I was a little kid, that's what I had. And I mean, it's one of those things you can go out there. Let's face it, the kids today are just like the kids of days past. We don't necessarily take the best care of our fishing gear, and that's a really good entry point. And because we're going to close a dang rod in the door of a truck, we're going to turn around and walk into a tree or something with it. But
I just hit braid on the arm. Y'all just saw that little kid that him and his dad walked up. And Glenn gave him a bait bucket, and I guess they're going to just go fish off the dock or something.
No, he's going out in the boat. He just wanted to.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He told me earlier he's going to be a little late because he
didn't want to. I mean, case in point, they just got here, and he walked over here to get his registration stuff and all that. And that kid, that I just laughed because Glenn handed him that pole, and I remember hitting you on the leg saying, you see that? You just see that kid going, Dad, put it, Dad, put it together, Dad.
Put it together. Take this thing off. Why is this plastic on here? Put this together. Why is
it done
yet? I got
to fish with it.
Yeah.
Well, that boy that just left to the kid, his dad brought him here.
Yeah,
when
exactly.
He was
there
age,
you go.
You know.
There you go.
I was talking to him yesterday.
Well, then we'll see them again next year. And so we'll continue the tradition. It'll all be good. Jim, thank you so much for all your hard work. Thanks for a great tournament. We're expecting boats in here to be shooping in here in about 17, 18 minutes. We should start getting them in here pretty soon. The lake's loaded with fish, man.
The
come
fire's
on.
Starting in 30 minutes.
It's going to be good. Jim, thank you so much, man.
Well, I thank y'all. It's been a blast. It's been it's a fun thing.
Yeah. Well, get to work. Go mow something. Look shabby over there on that side over there. I'm going to make him sweat even more. Mr. Jim Beal, thank you so much. We're broadcasting live up at Panta Vista Lodge at the Panfish Challenge going on today. We're going to be here. Weigh-in starts in, I don't know, a little while. We'll see whenever they get in here. Hopefully, we'll be talking to Amber Hargrove. We come back from break. It is the Big and Wild Outdoors brought to you by Load Runner Shows. G5 Outdoors, we'll be fast. We'll be back. Hang with us.
So what are you going to do with that center console boat that hasn't seen water in 2 years? Or that Harley that never made it to Bike Week? Or how about that Winnebago you were going to use every summer? It was a great idea at the time. Well, those plans never happened, and now you're stuck paying for these expensive toys. Time to get rid of them. And I know just the place. The annual Trade-A-Thon at Brandon Ford. June 2017 is Trade-A-Thon 2017. Brandon Ford will take your Dixie Chopper or your helicopter, your jet ski or your RV, your Can-Am or your rusted old Trans Am. Extra appraisers on hand to take whatever you may have, even if you still owe money on them. Even if you're not buying a vehicle at Brandon Ford. Trade-A-Thon 2017 is bigger and better than ever, and it's going on now at Brandon Ford, America's largest volume F-150 dealer. Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, 24/7 at BrandonFord.com.
If you want to pay less and get a lot for whatever you're trading, come to Trade-A-Thon at Brandon Ford.
Time to work smarter, not harder, with Mahindra, the toughest tractor on earth that doesn't rely on diesel exhaust fluids or diesel particle filters to meet Tier 4 emission standards. Right now, you can get up to $6,500 cash back or zero interest up to 84 months, plus a 7-year powertrain warranty on every Mahindra tractor. Save right now on the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra.
Head over to Grove Equipment Services on State Road 60 in Bartow and East Baker Street in Plant City today for great tractor and utility vehicle packages and learn more about the toughest tractors on earth at groveequipment.biz. Offer with approved credit. See dealer for details. Program restrictions may apply.
Join Mark Charles Wednesday nights at 11:05 for Outside Interference Wrestling Radio. Mark Charles hosts guest appearances by pro wrestling's biggest stars and takes your listener phone calls to get your take on the latest current events in the world of professional wrestling. Tampa Bay's Business Address Money Talk 1010 dims the lights for Outside Interference Wrestling Radio every Wednesday night at 11:05 p.m. Highlights and interviews on OutsideInterferenceRadio.com.
Ace Heating and Cooling is a family-owned and operated business that gives honest, reliable, and affordable AC repair and maintenance on all makes and models of air conditioners for residential and commercial. Ace always gives free estimates on new installations and replacements, and they send out technicians, ladies and gentlemen, not salespeople, so you're going to get flat rate pricing, and you'll know exactly what it's going to cost you before they even get ready to do the job. Ace Heating and Cooling evaluates your AC based on your home, not your wallet. That's right. For your office or for your home, you need to give Ace Heating and Cooling a call today and let them do what they do best for you. 813-657-8818. 813-657-8818. It's Ace Heating and Cooling.
The Big and Wild Outdoors.
The family-owned and operated Smokin' Aces Steakhouse offers their award-winning barbecue in Plant City, Florida. If you're looking for finger-looking good, stick-to-your-ribs barbecue, then Smokin' Aces Steakhouse is where it's at. Top-rated by TripAdvisor, KCBS Registered, Reader's Choice Award winner, and Best Taste of Plant City winner for 2 years. Smokin' Aces Barbecue. It's all good.
You need a trailer? Load Runner Trailers on North Falkenberg Road has any kind of trailer you're looking for. Cargo trailers, dump trailers, enclosed trailers, gooseneck trailers, car haulers, all aluminum or motorcycle haulers, or any other type of trailer you might be looking for. Load Runner Trailers has over 150 trailers to fit your every need. Load Runner Trailers knows that you have a lot of choices when leasing or buying a trailer, and they'll work their wheels off to make sure you have the best trailer buying experience possible and get the best price every time on all models. Financing also available for qualified buyers on leasing programs on all Load Runner Trailers, because your satisfaction is Load Runner's highest priority. Load Runner Trailers is a high quality brand that's well known for their rugged, durable trailers and haulers that last. You need a trailer? Choose Load Runner Trailers, the established trailer dealer who will meet your every trailer need. Stop in and see them at 3110 North Falkenberg Road in Tampa, or check out their inventory at loadrunnertrailers.com.
Welcome back. Big and Wild Outdoors. Bring Glenn Kim and John Swindle. Broadcasting live this morning out here at the Panda Vista Lodge at beautiful Lake Panasonic. And we're out here for the Panfish Challenge, the third annual Panfish Challenge. All boats are out.
They're hey, Culligan, man.
Out on the lake, out there doing their thing, trying to catch as many fish as they can to bring in their 12 heaviest panfish for a combined total weight.
But not limited to 12 total catch, but 12 to weigh in. For
12 to weigh in so that they can try to win themselves $650 just for that. And then we also have the largest bluegill, which will be $150, and then the largest shellcracker, which is another $150. And then I think we're paying out all the way until
the fifth place.
Well, in sixth place, you still get a $25 gift certificate to Smokin' Aces Barbecue. Is what I understand.
And our resident fishing expert, how many panfish are they allowed to keep, Glenn?
State law requires you to keep 50 per person, max. 25 if you're fishing for shellcracker or for speckled perch, but we excluded speckled perch.
No crappies
and warmouth. So. It's strictly, as we read off the rules this morning, everything that's happening. We got redbreasts out here on the beds in the creek.
Too.
And be easy to catch them, man. I mean, they're all over right here at the boat ramp.
Yeah, but you know what?
I'm surprised everybody left those.
They left them right there on the bed. They're right there, right out in the middle.
But I love
from right here to the last marker, I bet you there's 20 different beds.
And a great. Aggressive.
Also, if you are not fishing in the tournament and you're in the area locally, listening to us either on your smartphone, tablet, online, or on 103.1, zip on over here and register for the silent auction. Got all kinds of great stuff that we're giving away for that. Also, 50-50 raffle going on, and also we have some great prizes that we're also giving away.
Come out noon and watch the weigh-in for all the kids running around here hooting and hollering.
Yeah. There
are some great prizes over there.
Yeah, the one thing that I seen that Jim was really working on around here was he's hoping to win the Husqvarna pole saw, gas-powered pole saw donated by Choo Choo's Lawn Equipment. Of course, I see, Braden, you put in for that 36-volt lithium battery lawnmower, so you won't wake up the neighbors mowing your grass in St. Pete. And really, that Calcutta, I think between the Calcutta and that crossbow, Jonathan, that you brought up there, the PSE crossbow is seems to be a hot ticket item that people are really pushing for to get that.
There's a lot of tickets in those cricket buckets for sure.
Yeah, that was a great idea. I will say that was a great idea for that. And but let's go to the phones. Good morning, Robert. How are you today?
Good morning, fellas. How's that weather looking out there at Lake Penasoffkee?
Hot.
Beautiful. Good. It's warm. It's nice. We're getting a breeze every once in a while, but it's great. Beautiful sky today.
Well, hopefully this weather holds up and you guys are able to make a successful event today. But it was great to hear Bill from Porganics coming on. I'm glad to see that he was able to come back from Afghanistan safe. And I really look forward to seeing him again at one of the upcoming next events. You know, as he said, the barbecue season really doesn't start for the state of Florida until late October. So I'm sure me and him will get together and, you know, team up and do a couple of things as we head that way and get away from this weather that is just like, I cannot believe how hot it is outside sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know, it's you say it's not barbecue season, but it's always barbecue season at Smokin' Aces Barbecue and Steakhouse. So
that's right. We always cook it. We don't care about all that. I mean, that's the bottom line over here. I mean, that's what we specialize in, and we just want to invite everybody, once you're done over at the fishing tournament, to come on down and try us out. I mean, there's nothing else going on today. Bring your gift certificate in, and let's get them in here and get them some food down. You know, for them, and maybe we could get someone over to the Bill George booth. I'm noticing people going there and taking pictures. I had this one guy with his two kids in here. Maybe you know who he is, Braden. They're posing in front of the Bill George picture, and goodness.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's an honor to go sit in there and be watched over by one of the kings of the gator killing community. So it was awesome, man.
Speaking of who's getting buttered up by my daughter right now.
Yeah, right, yeah. Hey, hey.
See? We turned around, got them to put in for tags, and guess what you get to go do?
Yeah. It's
but,
all good.
I just wanted to, you know, just welcome everybody to come on down. I mean, you know, we don't care about the weather here at Smokin' Aces. We're open. Rain or shine, that's what we have to do. And I just want to see this event just continue to get bigger and better every year for Everyday Blessings. I mean, it's a great cause, and a lot of props go out to you, Braden, Glenn, Bill George, Jonathan, Carlos, Randy, everybody that makes this happen out there and puts their effort into it. People don't understand, but, you know, you guys go out there and do this. It isn't like you guys are, you know, raking in the money or anything. You're doing this for a reason. You're doing it for a great cause. And I just see it getting better and bigger, and the prizes even getting larger.
Yeah, it's getting bigger and better for sure. And as the word is spreading out there, it's getting to be really good and really big. I mean, I look around here and compare it to the first year that we did it, and, you know, we had, like, one little table with some stuff on it and, you know, a little registration for here and there. And now it's, like, all the way around. I mean, we got FWC guys here that are going to do the official weigh-in. We got lots of volunteers from the FFA that are here helping out. And God bless Jim Veal and his daughter, man. I mean, they've really – and Glenn got out here
Jim
on Wednesday.
McKinley, yeah.
Glenn was out here shoveling and putting in some sweat equity this week, too.
Hey,
so
I mean, the captain deserves that attaboy.
He does. I mean, you know, Jim goes, let me show you what a real rodeo host do out here. Radio host looking, and he's showing me pictures of Glenn out here digging up dirt over here by the dumpster and stuff. I said, well, yeah, he is up here. He's on. It's a working vacation, so it was all good. But, Robert, thanks so much for the call, and thank you so much for the gift certificates, man. It'll be great. I'm sure you'll be seeing some new faces coming out to the Smokin' Aces barbecue.
Follow the smoke out in the end of Plant City, and you'll find him.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time had by all. And we can thank you for your support as well, man. Thank you so much.
Always, and I look you know, forward to being a part of it coming next year, and I really appreciate the support from the Big and Wild outdoor listeners, and I thank you guys kindly too. Also, you're always putting us over. I have people coming in talking about it, so it means a lot to me. So good luck to everybody out there fishing today, and we look forward to seeing you in town.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert. Man, go have a great Saturday.
Keep smoking.
Yeah, keep smoking. See you, buddy. Well, now we got to get on here, and Amber Hargrove, the queen of naked and afraid, as I like to call her, she's finally woke up. I think she's on Montana time. How you doing this morning, Amber? Are you there?
I'm doing great. Actually, I was waiting on you guys to call me. What happened?
Oh, well, Bill George got to talking, and we, you know, we're out here at the tournament.
Good job, Braden. Jeez.
Yeah. And,
pass that right off.
I did. So, you know, we thought we'd let you sleep in a little bit. Aren't you on, what are you, on mountain time out there?
Yes, I am. I'm waiting to go fishing, too. So my girlfriends are in the truck looking at me like, what's going on? I'm like, I know.
I got to be a superstar for a couple of minutes. Where are you guys going fishing?
Actually, we're heading out to Horseshoe Lake this morning. It's gorgeous. And we're going to hit up the, there's like this little pontoon area, we call it. And I look forward to it. It's just going to be girl time this morning. So it's going to be fun.
What are you going after?
Well, we got some, actually, surprisingly, there's some really big trout out there that one of my friend Nicole got last weekend, and she's trying to rub it in my face. I told her I'm going to bring my spear, which technically is illegal in the state of Montana, but we're not going
like
to say anything.
Technically.
So.
No, there ain't nothing technical about it. It is.
Well, technically, she's found a technicality, so it's all good.
The Bill George of the Montana world.
Yeah, the Bill George, that's one of his favorite words, technically, and he's our legal department, so he's on your side, my sister. It's all good.
Now,
fishing aside, tomorrow is the big finale. Is the big end of Naked and Afraid XL. What are we hoping to see that you can actually talk about?
Well, you'd be surprised because this is a crazy twist. I mean, I can't say if everybody makes it or not. I mean, this is like the last haul. It was so intense. I mean, it just wouldn't stop raining on us out there. I mean, I'm over here trying to cut down 100-foot trees with a machete in the rain just to build a raft so we can get everybody on it. It was so hard and probably one of the hardest things I've ever done, even versus my combat tours in Iraq. So this was the biggest push I've ever experienced, and I just can't wait to share this moment with you guys.
Well, now, the thing is of course, you know, you being a buddy of ours, we've been cheering for you since day one, no matter whether it be the Florida Everglades or when they drug you over to Africa and then, and of course, on those two occasions, you had to tap because of products that you ingested, which always seems to take longer to heal from than, you know, a decent cut off thumb. I mean, seriously, what did it take for you to get rid of the parasites that you gathered in Florida? What was it? How long?
Oh, it took me like 2 months. I was on antifungals just to get rid of those parasites. It was so bad. I was in Colorado at the time, and I couldn't walk for about 3 weeks. I mean, I felt like I wouldn't even put this on my worst enemy, guys, to tell you the truth. It was literally a nightmare.
She looks at a sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. No, I was
going to say, you know, probably look at a friend now that has, oh, I got food poisoning last night. Yeah, suck it up.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
I'm having like, for suck 2 months. Buttercup, you ain't got nothing.
There you go.
Well, you know what? That was one of your favorite phrases out there on Naked Afraid this season, and I will say that it's very impressive to see that if you didn't have that guy who came in from his 21-day challenge and joined the group, it literally would be, as of right now, three ladies left. That would be it. It would be the women
right.
who would actually would be the queens of the jungle out there. Because every guy is either tapped out or been taken out medically.
Dude, you're talking to a former military bad chick right here that can handle her business. So I mean,
that's... Yeah, but you know what? You know what? I find.
I mean, I'm not trying to say pick favorites or pick a favorite horse in the deal here, but you know,
I got to say this. I think one of the reasons why, and Amber, you can help me out. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but when it comes to the women, they pick a job. They know what it takes to get it done, and they do it with no ego. There's no ego involved. They just go get it done. There's no, I'm going to put dirt on my face and go out and go pig hunt to show these ladies what I can do. They just go do what they got to do. You know what I'm saying? Is that the way it is?
No offense to the ladies, but I put dirt on my face to go pig hunt because I'm a big old boy and I need to eat.
Yeah, but I think that on that I think on that show, it seems to be ego driven a lot more than it would be in the real world.
Oh yeah, of course.
You know. Am I right or wrong?
I think that you're talking about Mr. Russell Sage over here, and he actually was my biggest fear going on this challenge because before I got offered this, he was on Facebook saying, if Amber Hargrove goes on this challenge, I'm going to force her to tap out. That's how much this person didn't like me or even know me before going on this challenge. So I had to deal with him the whole entire time. And he was, what you guys see is nothing upon what I experienced personally with this type of mean person. So it, what you guys saw was like a PG rated. I mean, it was nothing compared to my day-to-day experience with this person.
Are you talking about the guy, the little dude that had the little stars on his shoulders? Is that the one, that guy there?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I hate to say it, like, you know, me and him are okay friends now, but every day he would call me a tapper to my face. You know, he pretty much would, anytime I came up with an idea, he'd slam it down or try to steal it from me and go and do it. And I decided to stop talking to him. And even the producer's like, you know, you got to talk to him. And I said, no.
No, I don't.
He's not a good hunter. He's not a country boy. No,
no,
offense,
he was horrible.
No, I don't.
He doesn't have that. He's a city boy, and yeah, that's who he is.
It was horrible to watch him.
To it.
No, you know, no, as hunters, you know, Jonathan and I will tell you, it makes us just scream at the TV. I mean, it's like, what are you doing?
No. That's when Amber needs to go, no, I don't. I'm the Dale Earnhardt of your show.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have a show if it's not for Amber, you know.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
you know, not only that.
I don't have to talk to him. Let him starve.
But not only that, obviously he doesn't know who you are or what you've been trained to do and all that other stuff. And, I mean, kudos to you for
He's not, one of those people that.
Not for you for thumping him in the throat. You
that
know what I'm
sit
saying?
There and it makes me laugh because I always love it when I hear these people that say, two people of Amber's background that are military and stuff like that, which I will say this, the only reason I've watched this show is because of Amber.
Yeah,
a few times that I have watched
Aww.
It and I knew you were on. I'm not gonna lie to you, sweetie, I stopped like Survivor. I mean, the shows like that, like Braden said, I don't do it doesn't make no sense to me to be called a surviving show and you're handcuffing people.
Yeah.
You're surviving.
And the only reason to be there is to vote out the other people.
Well, and you're surviving.
And
I mean, it makes me laugh with these Facebook bad butts that think that they can hang and then they get dropped out there. Like we were joking, Braden, we were all harassing my wife last night, about some of the stuff, and she's like, well, if we get lost in the woods, I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that. I'm like,
I would never eat that.
I'm like,
I never do this.
I'm like, four or five days out there, babe, and them grubs and them grasshoppers are going to start looking like chocolate covered strawberries. So
yeah, exactly.
They taste like chicken.
There you go.
Well, you know, you could tell everybody. I mean, seriously, I mean, after 12 days without any kind of food, I mean, you basically look at everything.
Well,
it's
and you
edible.
Watch these guys; they just, oh, yeah, I can tap Amber out. Da 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 da. Yeah, where are you at, dude? Yeah, you're sitting at home.
Yeah, he got cold.
Exactly.
He had to go home because he was cold. His nipples got hard. He had to go home. Yeah,
I was
I gotcha.
Shocked, guys. As much as the viewers watching the show, I cannot believe Russell didn't come back. And it doesn't show the next step what happened because we're so limited on TV. But Chance, he could barely walk because he didn't eat for 4 days. And I went down to the water to throw the cast net, and the producers, like, put the camera in my face, and they're like, say what you think of Russell Sage right now in the moment. And to tell you the truth, guys, I didn't want to kick a dog while it's down because
right.
I know what it's like. And I didn't know the situation. I wasn't there. So I didn't say anything mean. I was like, well, you know, that's your karma. This is what you said. This is what you have to go through. This is your challenge, Russell Sage, but I made it. You didn't. And I felt so bad saying that. And I'm like, oh, no, I hope they don't show it. And they didn't, thank goodness.
Well, you know, believe it or not, you are a nice person, and you've always been very accommodating for the show, and the time that you came down and hung out with us, you and Linda came down for the day. My kids loved you. Everybody loved you, and it was like hanging out with their favorite aunt out at the beach all day, and we want you to come back because I think that Vince is trying to get you on Bill George's boat so you and the ladies can go out and kill some big old lizards.
That's right. I look forward to it. It's going to be me, Giovanna, Shannon, and we're also bringing Melissa, who was part of the 20-day challenge that collided with us. So we're trying to get all of the seamless out there in Florida to do a meet and greet to say hi to y'all because you guys are family to us. We appreciate you.
Well, there you go. Now, Bill, are you going to say no to that or what?
I'll have to see how I can make it happen.
Yeah,
come on, Bill.
That's a lot of estrogen on one boat.
Oh, come on. You know what? We could split.
This will be the first time we get all the females together and the first photo shoot, everything of all the females together.
Oh, wow. You're going to need a bigger boat. It's going to be like hunting Jaws. You're going to need a bigger boat. You're going to need a lot bigger boat. Well, we'll let you go. I know your girls are waiting for you to go out and to go catch some fish, and I will say that you're better than me because I've never even seen a freshwater trout, so I don't even know what they look like. So good luck with them out there. I know that Bill George is a Pennsylvania boy, so he knows what they look like. But I've never even seen one.
California.
Tell her to remember to account for the refraction, 6 inches below.
Got to shoot below. Well, you know what? I was in Montana. I was in Montana briefly to go see the Custer Battlefield, but that's as far as I went. That and the Mountain Devil's Tower. That was it.
Amber, that thing you're carrying with you is just a very long fillet knife with a long handle.
Right.
That's right.
You know, technically, you're just filleting the fish.
That's right. And it's funny because I love doing it. But what is really cool about today is Naked and Afraid has given me power today of their Instagram. So I'm taking over Naked and Afraid's Instagram today. So I'd love to give you guys a shout out on that today.
Awesome.
I'm going to be fishing. I'm going to a rodeo. I'm doing a little cliff jumping today. So I look forward to share my life with Naked and Afraid on Instagram.
Wow, that's awesome. And here we are just sitting under a shady tent waiting for people to come in with some panfish. You got us beat by a long
way. I knew it.
Yeah. Well, Amber, we'll hope to see you soon, all right? Go have fun today, but be careful, be safe.
All right, thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Amber Hargrove from Naked and Afraid, Naked and Afraid XL. Great lady. Obviously, go find her on Instagram, Twitter, whatever, and it'll all be good. And, Bill, start working on that boat, man. You're going to need a lot of room on there, my friend. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors, broadcast live from the Pana Vista Lodge at beautiful Lake Panasoffkee. Taking a fast break, brought to you by G5 Outdoors, Load Runner Trailers. We'll be back.
So, I'm sure you heard the news. Social media sites are cracking down on private firearm sales. So if you're looking to sell or buy a new or used gun, or even looking to trade, do it the right way and head over to Deer Hunter Guns. Dan and his crew will give you top dollar for your used firearm, plus give you the best trade-in value if you're looking to upgrade. Deer Hunter Guns is doing it the legal way and can help you find what you're looking for. Or take that used rifle, pistol, or shotgun off your hands the legal way so you have peace of mind, knowing your firearm isn't going to a complete stranger. Go sell your firearms to your friends at Deer Hunter Guns. Stop by today and get the best deal. 2797 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, across from the original Hooters. DeerHunterGuns.com. The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
Here's this week's Sims Cranes Outdoor Safety Tips. Keep your family and friends safe on the water. Have an equipment checklist and be prepared before you're on the boat. Check local weather conditions before your trip. Designate an assistant skipper who is familiar with operating the vessel in case the boat operator or captain is injured. Always leave a float plan of where you're going and how long you're going to be gone with someone on shore. Use life jackets that fit each person properly before launching your vessel. Avoid alcohol. Studies show alcohol effects are even worse in the sun and wind. Learn to swim. The Red Cross and others offer training for all ages in your area. Take a boating course and get educated. Be prepared for any situation. Also, get a free vessel safety check from the U.S. Coast Guard. They'll check out your boat and make helpful recommendations. Sims Cranes, helping you stay safe on Florida's waters.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
Hey, this is Jonathan Swindle of Arrowhead Archery Shop and co-host of Big and Wild Outdoors. Here to tell you about a new product we're using at the ranch and carrying at the shop. It's Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks. Both blocks are loaded with organic trace minerals, rich in protein, nutrients, and amino acids to maximize our southern deer herds. From buck to doe to fawn, you won't find a more complete product for your herd. Check them out at floridamineralonline.net or at Arrowhead Archery Shop. Pick up your Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks today and start growing bigger deer.
The Big and Wild Outdoors invites you to discover Fish Hawk Sporting Clays. It's 77 acres of first-class comfort and hospitality for your personal sports shooting as well as corporate and public events. The Fish Hawk staff is always ready to set you and your family up for a memorable day of dusting clays. Conveniently located in Lithia, about 20 miles from downtown Tampa and less than 8 miles from Brandon, and is open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Fish Hawk Sporting Clays offers four-person shooting carts, 12 and 20-gauge shotgun rentals, and the club also features a large covered pavilion with plenty of seating for your next big get-together. Fish Hawk will happily host birthday parties, bachelor and bachelorette parties, team-building groups, family reunions, or any group of people who'd like to get together and have fun. For more information, go to fishhawkshootingclays.com. That's fishhawkshootingclays.com. And be sure to check out the events page for clinics and classes available throughout the year.
God, they aren't here.
Outdoors. It's a busy, busy morning. Everybody's feeding themselves and left the mic unattended. Glenn, you got sweating over there.
I know. It's hot, brother. It's hot. It's getting warm out here now.
Well, I just want to touch. I was talking to the FWC. If you're looking for an opportunity this summer to get your kids involved in a program that is very beneficial to our young, upcoming outdoors men and women, the Hunters Education Program that the Ocala facility has, they still have some opportunity to enroll these kids. If you're looking for a place, it's a week-long program at the Ocala facility, Hunter Education. They get to see a lot of things happening. A lot of instructional stuff that just doesn't come from the online course. So talking to them guys over there, they really have a great program. Braden, the FWC guys over here, they talking about their Ocala facility for their Hunter's Education. So that's a place that you need to send Barrett to at least next year. Get on early because they on the instructions.
If you can send the kid off to camp in Ocala and have a great time and have a great week and also get your Hunter's Education course and all that stuff done at the same time, then get it done. The kid will have a great time. It's not like they, you know, sit around the classroom the whole time. They're out having fun. They're playing. They're kayaking. They're canoeing. They're learning all kinds of skills. It's a great thing, man. That's one of the greatest things FWC does in this state.
Yeah, with the and, of course, here – all right, we'll go to the phones. Good morning, Vince. Vince.
Jay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Vincenzo.
Hello.
Yeah, we can now. Thank you to AT&T or Verizon.
Well, anyway, morning,
what's going on?
Just on our way down to
how you doing? Where are you?
On our way down to Sarasota. We're getting ready to shoot episode number 4.
What's down in Sarasota?
We're getting ready to do the powerboats. They're coming up in July. We're on our way down to meet one of the teams and one of the drivers for the boats. So we're going to shoot them for the show. And the powerboat races are July 1st and 2nd down here in Sarasota.
Oh, so you're just going down there to interview some of the drivers or go fishing? What are you doing?
Well,
can you hear me now?
That's, I guess we dropped.
There you are.
Hello? Yeah, I don't know. Is there? I didn't know there was a delay on a cell phone, but apparently there is. I don't know. Are you there?
Yeah, it seems like. Yeah, I'm here. It seems like you got a 30-second delay on the phone.
Well, quit listening to the phone and the radio and talk, and we'll get this done.
Yeah, listen to your phone.
I got the radio on.
Just we're talk.
Sarasota, man.
Sarasota in South America or right down the street?
Just right down
anyway,
the street over the bridge.
Anyway, so you're going to go down there and you're going to hang out for the day? Or are you going to go fishing at all, or is this just strictly filming for the TV show?
This is just strictly filming for the show today. I wish we were fishing. Trust me.
Yeah, well, you know, we just got done talking to your girl, Amber.
I saw that. She's going to come down. Bill George, brother, you need to get a couple boats. Sounds like this is going to be a full production, so you better get busy, buddy.
Yeah, you're going to need a bigger boat. You seriously are. Well, have fun down there today, man, and give us a call when the footage is up and we can go look at it on your Instagram or whatever.
Yeah, I'll have it on the Instagram page, WaterLife16 on Instagram, and then we'll have some more stuff on the Facebook page very soon as well. And you guys have a great day, man. Enjoy those little fishies you guys are catching.
Yeah, little fishies. Yeah. Thank you, man. Be careful. Be safe.
All right, gentlemen. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
That's like he's in South America or something. That's just
I don't know.
I don't know what service he has, but I don't want that one.
You ever watch a news report where the reporter's getting asked a question?
That's what it looks like. I mean, that's why I was being. That's
well, yeah, you're right. Actually, I did agree with that point that you just made 4 minutes ago.
Yeah. Somebody hit the dump button on that.
Now, these guys here, the FWC guys we were talking before we talked to Vince, they're all set up. They're going to be the official weighers and all that kind of good stuff for our contest, which I cannot believe we haven't had one boat come in yet. Usually by now.
Dude, I'm telling you.
It's a little tougher than it was last year because, like I say, the shellcracker and bluegill were bedding together. A lot of beds everywhere. You're going to have to search and find them a little bit. It's going to be a little bit more of a challenge today.
I still feel that it's going to be with the pot that is out there for these people to take home that you're going to see a lot of sorting out.
It's not just the pot. It's how many places. It's not like, okay, I'm got to be number
one.
Well,
but that's what I'm saying is.
But it's just there's a lot.
You got 40 boats here.
Yeah.
So giddy up.
Well, it's good. And, of course, if you stop by their booth, they do have the Trophy Catch banner up over there to remind people that, you know, today if you did lock on to a big old bass and you take a picture of it, get everything you need, the information you registered, that throws you into the Phoenix Bass Boat that they're giving away at the end of the year. They really got a nice sign over there, Braden. One of us needs to take a picture and post it up on our Facebook page. That sign is a self-explanatory. I mean, it tells you everything you need to know about how big a bass you can keep, how many you can keep. It's all right there. Real simple. I like it. And, of course, they got some boat stickers for your little tapes the FWC is supplying. So, I mean, man, they brought the tackle box.
I'll surprise you with this because somebody heard our broadcast when you made the statement about your triple hat trick 13-pound catch that you had.
Yeah.
Years and years back, and he goes, what was Glenn talking about with that being illegal now and da 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 and everything else? Could you elaborate on?
Well, of course, it'd be illegal now. You're allowed five fish, five bass. You're allowed one over 16 inches. You can keep them however you want, but only one over 16 inches. And so it's five. You can keep five. Makes it a little easier than not have one over 23, and only these have to be under 16. So they just really simplified it, as the state did. You know, the population, they do these surveys, and that's part of what the Trophy Catch is about, is they get all the feedback from everybody on how many fish they're actually catching, how big the fish are, how many of those large fish are out there, and it's the data collection that tells us what our fisheries are, if they can support that type of slot limit. And, of course, apparently they can. And that's what that program was really generated about, is let us do the homework.
Well, you know, it's amazing that the FWC can actually juggle that mind-boggling, unbelievably complicated system of handling fish. You would think that they'd be able to handle that with snapper as well. Maybe the federal government should hand that over to FWC and see if they can handle that as well, because I have confidence that they can.
Person who asked that question to me, you know.
Yeah.
There's your answer, which will remain nameless.
I have a feeling that they would probably do extremely well at that gig. Just my humble opinion. Bill's calling in from Sebring. Good morning, Billy. How you doing?
This is Will, man. Good morning, boys.
Oh, hey, Will. Hey. What's going on out there in the dry beds of Sebring?
The dry depths. We got about 10 inches of rain though last week, so it's not quite as dry. But
being facetious because I know you guys got dumped on out there.
Well, we got dumped.
What's
dumped. Lake Jackson looks like it's going to flood into Highway 27 into Tampa. But I was going to ask you all I'm coming in kind of late today. I'm sorry about that. I had a long night with some people, but hey, who won that? Who won that metal detector?
A lady out of West Virginia. I can't think of her name.
Lori.
West by God, Virginia.
Up in Beaver something city, West Virginia.
Yeah, Lori up in West Virginia.
Well, there probably ain't nothing to find around Sebring anyway, but. You know, you never know.
Well, I tell you,
she'd probably better off in West Virginia finding some old musket bullets or something than I would here. So, hell.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. I was hoping somebody local would win it so I could borrow it or go with them and try it out. But
that's a long trip. Yeah. I'm not. You know what? I'll just go to a pawn shop and see if I can pick one up, I guess. I was hoping I'd win that damn thing. I didn't think somebody from West Virginia. I guess you guys reach out more than I thought you did.
Well, that's not only that, but also the fact that we put it up on our Facebook page to be able to share it. So it was all over the country. I was surprised.
Well, don't do that.
Well, we have to do that. In this day and age, with
just
us being on.
You're giving stuff away, just advertise your show.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, in this day and age with us, we have so many people that listen to the show online, you know, all over the country. You know, we got to let them, you know, have their shot at it,
too. I was messing with you, man. I get it, man. I was just like, man, I hope I won that damn metal detector. I wanted to go. I was going to walk down 27 looking like the weirdo that metal detector.
Yeah, you'd walk get a lot of bottle caps. A lot of bottle caps.
Fight them beer bottles. Yeah, beer cans. Yeah,
yeah, and wheel weights. But I tell you, Will, you can go to Kelico.com. They got some trade-in models now, so people can trade in their older units for the newest ones. So you can probably find a good deal at Kelico.com.
Okay, man. I'll look it up. Yeah,
all right.
I appreciate it. I'll catch you all next week, man. I just
all right, Will.
Stay safe, Will.
See you, buddy.
I will, partner. Yeah, bye.
You know what? And that's probably a better way to do it than just going to some pawn shop somewhere because you know they've checked them out. You know they've been in good shape. They're not going to, you know, go sell off something that doesn't work.
Like the used bows we got at the shop.
Exactly. You know,
they get checked over. We check the strings. We check everything out on them before they get hung up on that rack because I know from personal experience, first time you take the, oh, yeah, man, this thing's fine. I've been taking great care of it. Then you get something with a toothbrush like Glenn's crossbow.
Well, you know.
But the toothbrush still works. So.
Yeah, Craigslist is good for some things, but I wouldn't be buying anything there where I was going to be shooting high-speed arrows out of it or anything like that. And you get what you pay for. So I think that suggestion of going to Kelico is a great idea because – you know, it's like getting a certified used car. You know, they've gone over it. They know it. They know what's good, what's bad, what's been replaced. And if they needed to replace it, they probably
did
it.
That's why you should go to Brandon Ford and buy you a used car.
Exactly. You know, we got to say, speaking of Brandon Ford, we have to say a big thank you to them. I mean, they ponied up again this year for prize money for our contestants today, for our winners. Brandon Ford threw in, like, you know, $1,000 to do that and to get things rolling because – without them stepping up to the plate, a lot of these other people probably wouldn't have jumped on board. But, you know, Mark out there at Southeastern Discount Tackle, another one that stepped up. And Choo Choo's Lawn Equipment, I love them. You know, I still owe them from trying to destroy their
Well, you notice they didn't send a zero turn for you. That was the 36 volt.
Yeah, so I'm trying to win that so I can have it.
I think you just got outbid a while ago, so.
I did? Really?
Yes,
seriously?
You did.
Well, it ain't silent auction no more. I got to go real quick. I'll be right back.
That's okay. But, again, like you said, I think everybody who's up here, they want to come out, watch the weigh-in. It's going to kick in anytime after lunch, but officially it starts. Be a great day to watch the excitement and anticipation from the kids. Baskets of catch and put it over here and wait their turn for the scale to read the numbers. They'll be excited about that, but not plenty of time to come for that. And again, want to thank everybody. I seen you drank down some of that Culligan water. Didn't even share a bottle. I'm gonna have to go get my own, huh?
Dude, I'm fixing to get the fire is lit and it's fixing to get crazy up in this joint.
He's going to go get rid of about 13 pounds of water weight over there cooking all that Uncle John's Pride.
That's it.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for that Calcutta, I'm surprised you didn't put in for that Calcutta cooler. That's the nice one over there. 80. He said it was 80 liters. Figure it out.
Well, I don't know what a liter is.
He just said 80 liters instead of 80 quarts.
Figure it out. Who's got a cell phone?
I'm American.
Yeah,
sorry.
Me too. Put me
Bill,
gallons.
What's 80 liters?
A lot.
It's more than 4 gallons.
It's just a little
We're
less.
Good.
How about that?
Yeah, can put probably 6 life jackets in there comfortably.
Put your head on that thing, it'll leave another bigger mark than that Yeti left.
There's
Pullman.
That little Engel lunch, that's a quote-unquote lunch box is – yeah, that's a nice lunch box is all I got to say.
I like it. I like it a lot. But there's a lot of stuff that's still going on. Not only is the weigh-in going to happen, but if you want to stop by for lunch, we got it nice and cheap for you here. You can come by and enjoy some Uncle John's Pride sausage and, you know, get a full belly
and,
for just a couple of bucks.
And the 50-50
raffle. You throw in, you know, $5, whatever it gets up to, you know, half of it's yours. The other half goes straight off, man. It goes right to our charities, FFA up here in Sumter County, and also Everyday Blessings, which is what this is all about. We came up here to hang out, bring the kids, let them run free, let them get feral for a little while. But in reality, it all goes to it's all about the kids and all about those kids who can't be here today because they may be stuck in foster care or trying to find a home to live in. So the good thing about Everyday Blessings is they keep those siblings together so they're not just scattered all over the place. We know the family's important, and especially when it comes to hanging out with your brothers and sisters while you're young. Yeah, you may kill each other over a G.I. Joe or something like that, but in the long run, that's all you got in the end. And I try to teach that to my kids every day. Because as my dad once said to me, you want to hang out with those guys? Well, if you end up in jail, call them. See who comes and gets you.
Because pretty much right.
I guarantee you, it ain't going to be them. It ain't going to be them that are standing out there waiting to bail you out.
That's why today is a good day to expose them to the outdoors where it's relaxing, enjoyable. And if you somewhere in the state of Florida, you've never been to Panasoffkee Lake, you owe it to yourself to at least come up one time and get a boat and take it for a cruise. It is just coming up here to the Fish House at the Bait Tackle Store here at Pena Vista Lodge. Just so much history right here in Florida. It's not overgrown yet with the houses and rooftops, but I'm telling you, in the next 10 years, it'll be that hidden gem will be exposed, and there'll be a lot of rooftops all around it.
I don't know. These woods are a pretty good separation from there in the road, so it'll probably stay hidden for a really, really long time.
Well, the Swift Mud owns a lot on the top and the east side of the lake.
Yep.
So
yeah, there's good hunting over there.
And, I mean, just you look at the amount of land that's around it that probably floods and comes back down. It's not like everything's a hard shoreline. So.
Well, that's the thing about this lake. That's what makes it so unique. There's not a lot of shoreline that you can even get to fish from. And if you don't have a boat or a kayak or a canoe or something like that, you're not going to get a spot. You're not going to get a spot unless you come to Pena Vista Lodge. Come get a boat. Come by and see us today. Thanks again to everybody who came out and participated. Thank you so much to our sponsors. Go to our Facebook page. Check them out. Make sure you go in there and patronize all those folks who helped donate and make this possible. Thanks to Amber Hargrove, everybody who called in today. We appreciate everything. Randy, welcome back, my friend. Thank you for doing a great job on the board. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors. Now we got to go do the weigh-in. The work begins. We'll see you next Saturday. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors. See you guys. Have a great weekend.
Did you know the biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you? Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the Southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out. Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States. 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
Hunters and collectors will tell you that if you want the friendliest, most laid-back, packed full of firearms gun shop in Pinellas County, then you've got to go to Deer Hunter Guns. If you want Civil War guns, antique guns, new guns, shotguns, pistols, knives, or even that hard-to-find ammo, you got to make a trip to Deer Hunter Guns. If you're looking for something out of the ordinary you just can't seem to find, stop in and see Chuck. The man is a bloodhound when it comes to finding stuff, and he will find it. So go get what you need at Deer Hunter Guns in Clearwater. It's just across the street from the original Hooters on Gulf to Bay.
Join Mark Charles Thursday nights at 11:05 for the MMA talk show featuring guest appearances by UFC fighters and the top MMA analysts, and takes your listener phone calls to get your take on the latest current events in the world of combat sports. Tampa Bay's business address, Money Talk 1010, takes off its tie and relaxes with Mark Charles and the MMA talk show every Thursday night at 11:05 p.m. MMA talk show highlights and interviews on OutsideInterferenceRadio.com.
Hey, this is Jonathan Swindle of Arrowhead Archery Shop and co-host of Big and Wild Outdoors. Here to tell you about a new product we're using at the ranch and carrying at the shop. It's Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks. Both blocks are loaded with organic trace minerals, rich in protein, nutrients, and amino acids to maximize our southern deer herds. From buck to doe to fawn, you won't find a more complete product for your herd. Check them out at floridamineralonline.net or at Arrowhead Archery Shop. Pick up your Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks today and start growing bigger deer.
WHFS Sefner, WQYK FM HD2 St. Petersburg, 103.1 W276 CX Newport.